This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. aid agency said Tuesday rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region have been looting aid warehouses, calling the alleged thefts a, quote, great concern for humanitarians. Sean Jones, head of the USAID mission to Ethiopia, told Ethiopian state television EBC, quote, we know for a fact that the TPLF, or Tigray's People Liberation Front, every town they've gone into, they've looted warehouses, they've looted trucks, they've caused a great deal of destruction in all of the villages they've visited. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November, when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray to topple the TPLF, the regional ruling party, saying the move came in response to attacks on army camps. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner promised a swift victory, but the war has instead dragged on for months, triggering a humanitarian crisis in Tigray, while the rebels have pushed into the neighboring regions. Israel allowed dozens of truckloads of construction materials into the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, easing a tight blockade it has maintained on the Hamas-ruled territory since an 11-day war last May. The imports come during a tense period in which Hamas activists have launched incendiary balloons into Israel, sparking a number of wildfires across the border and staged a series of sometimes violent demonstrations along the separation of the fence with Israel. Despite the tensions, Israeli officials this week allowed the entry of the badly needed building materials for Gaza's private sector in a step that may help to calm the situation. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.